What happened to the trillions of dollars that the Federal Reserve loaned to the banks since 2008?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The Federal Reserve has pumped huge amounts of money into the banking system. However, only a very small fraction of this money has been loaned out. Why? Okay, to start, let's see what is the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve System, which is affectionately referred to as the Fed, was created in 1913 with 12 reserve banks and a board of governors. The 12 banks have some degree of autonomy and at times acted as separate mini central banks. The Fed became, for all practical purposes, a central bank after 1933. Okay, so how does the Fed get things done? For example, when unemployment rate becomes too high, the Fed reduces interest rates and increases money supply. This causes bank liquidity to increase and, according to theory, causes their lending to rise. This will help businesses expand, and as they expand, they will hire more people, thus reducing unemployment rate. Wow, isn't it simple? And of course, we do have close to a century of data that shows it more or less works. So what happened this time? Well, this time round, the mechanics of the operation got in the way. The Fed is lending money to banks at almost 0% and has significantly increased money supply. However, in its zeal to persuade the banks to keep more reserves on hand, the Fed has offered them interest rate on their excess reserves. Now, this is the first time in history that something like that has happened. And as a result, this has caused a huge increase in bank reserves. So the Fed achieved its goal of increasing bank reserves as it wanted. However, be wary of unintended consequences. Banks borrowed money from the Fed at almost 0% and turned around and deposited right back with the Fed for a small but definitely higher than zero interest rate and pocketed the difference. This is a no-brainer. It eliminates risk. The gain is small, but that was remedied by volume. According to Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, banks actually increased their excess reserve by 1,000-fold. And that's why only a very, very small amount of all that money ended up being lended to businesses. Most of it went back to the Fed as deposits. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News. One of the great things about public radio is that the people who use the service are the people who are the largest sources of support for the service, which is how you know it acts in your interest. Help get the WDIY fund drive off to a great start. You can help WDIY pay for the news that you enjoy every day by making your contribution today at WDIY.org. Thanks.
Everything is All REIT on Saturday morning and into the afternoon on All REIT Street. 2 hours of new releases from folk and blues to newgrass and swing. Join me, Jeff Chambers, for a great musical mix plus artist interviews and historical notes on All REIT Street, Saturday at 11, just after NPR's Ask Me Another, right here on WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. All right, All REIT.